Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The DH, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third. The DH, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Andy Hosler. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is hit by the pitch. Yount moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Wolford moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paquette. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Wolford scores. Money moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Money scores. Cooper scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostler fires to first and has Yount trapped. There's the throw to White, who tags Yount for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Money reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Patek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to third. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patek tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Brewers. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lescano takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lescano moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockhock moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Brewers. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hosler. Wolford moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Money hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Money for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wolford scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Marty Patton now pitching. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lescano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Patek strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon pinch hits for Ken McMullen. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Sheldon reaches third base with a triple. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Yount reaches second base with a double. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Yount moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount scores. Wolford moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. McRae reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McRae moves to third. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. One out. It's 7-3. Brewers. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-5, Brewers. Sam Hines now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Porter reaches second base with a double. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 5. The Brewers will come to bat. John Way then now catching. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lescano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Sheldon bunts towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Lescano moves to second. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bry hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lescano moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob McClure now pitching. Amos Otis pinch hits for Tom Paquette. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Brewers, 7, Royals, 7. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Josie Depp pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Amos Otis now playing center field. Al Cowens now playing right field. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Yount strikes out. One out. Von Joshua pinch hits for Jim Wolford. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. Von Joshua now playing center field. Steve Bry now playing left field. Bill Castro now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Yount, and towards Money, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Way then moves to second. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lescano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Patek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Moore and he is safe. White steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McRae takes first base on ball 4. George Brett pinch hits for Josie Deb. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. McRae moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 7. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.